When I was 8 years old, my parents separated, and 4 years later, they divorced. My name's Andrew, I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Windsor, Ontario. When my parents separated, my dad told me it was just gonna be for a little while. But I found out a few months later that my dad had a new family all planned out for us. So my brother and I went to live with my father. We changed our neighborhood, we changed our school, we changed our family, and we changed our home. And all my security just went out the window. And you know, I hated my family. And I said as soon as I was old enough, I was gonna get out of the home. So when I was 13, I got a part-time job. And I worked nearly 6 nights of the week outside of the home. And you know, I started to do the things that the people were doing. I was working in a bar, and I started to drink alcohol, and I started to party and come home 6 in the morning with a hangover. And you know, I was trying to keep my schooling together, trying to keep my relationships together. But it was all falling apart. And my dad was on my back, my vice principal was on my back, and man, it felt like the whole world was on my back. And so I came home one night, and I attempted suicide. I took 75 222s, and my dad came into the room and saw me freaking out. He brought me to the hospital, and there they saved my life. But things didn't get any better for me. Man, they got worse. I was involved in a relationship with a young lady, and man, we were stupid. We thought sex was harmless. That was until she got pregnant. And because of the pressure that was on her back and on mine, we chose to have the baby aborted. And you know, the guilt of that nearly killed me. And I turned to drugs. I started to smoke a lot of marijuana every day. And I started to take LSD and smoke a lot of hash. And you know, my life was going real fast. My concentration was nearly gone. And so I quit school. And you know, when I quit school, my dad kicked me out of the house. And I spent a little bit of time on the street. And by the time I caught up with myself, I was in a little town outside of Madison, Wisconsin. I was at a Grateful Dead concert in the middle of 250,000 people. I just spent the night on the side of a dirt road with 2 blankets and a bag of dope. And it was at this time that I realized that the road that I had chose to take was leading me to death and destruction. And you know, I knew I had to do something different. So I said to myself I was gonna change. And when I got back to Windsor, I tried to get back into school. But I was so filled with fear and paranoia from the drugs that I was taking that I couldn't do it. Man, I couldn't even be in the same room with another person. It's a miracle I'm here talking now. And you know, I realized at this point that I had to make a choice, either death or life. And I chose life. And so I cried out to my uncle, who's a Christian pastor. And I went up to see him, and there I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Praise God. And when Jesus came into my heart, a hope arose. And my uncle directed me towards Teen Challenge. And at Teen Challenge, I found out that Jesus Christ can heal any hurt in my life. And you know, if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Because we serve an awesome God.